So it would be hard to restrict.
What? I was referring to the patio.
Or to the patio? You okay with that? On the patio? On the patio.
That's your motion?
Motion.
I'll second your motion.
Got a motion and a second. So any further discussion?
Professor, you got down pretty good? Okay, I've kind of written too.
Okay, we're okay. Good?
Yes.
Okay, no further discussion. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 4-1.
4-1. Okay, and we'll generate that decision of record that will outline this. I'll probably run it by the commissioner here, our chairman, and make sure it reads just how we had, and then we'll get it to you as a copy, and then we'll have the original in the office.
Can I ask why he opposed it, and there's maybe something we can change or do differently along the way to please everyone, or?
As I stated before,
I think it opens the door for additional changes in that area.
Okay.
And I don't feel like it's compatible with the adjacent property owners.
I understand.
So, thank you. I mean, when Sycamore Ranch went in, just because my in-laws live down there, so, you know, I hear stories from them, and like I say, I'm down there helping them with their property, and it does affect the residents.
Right.
So, all right, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your patience.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Now, y'all don't have to stay. Everybody's ready. You can head out if you want. Do we have to do a motion or anything? Or we can do it? Okay.
Okay. Oh, we would 100%.
I've been on.
Yes, it would.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I'm
going to be walking. I need some ass.
Our dog's out in the road all the time. All right. Well, and thanks for taking care of me.
Yeah, we need to get down there and make sure it turns out nice.
6 feet.
Well, and I've never met you, so.
You did the Taney County Fair. The Taney County Fair. My little girl just sat up there and was like in the microphone.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, you didn't know that. Yeah.
We call over today and then someone on the airport was able to bust their motion. They've already said we're all excited. I think
it's a public. I don't know. Can you see trucks come in and boat docks?
That's true.
Fact.
My in-laws live right toward you. Rod and Bodie were dark.
What's that?
So they live in the house.
Oh, yeah, no.
A big house, and then you have folks on the family.
Right. Four more.
Yeah.
We're just halfway. You are home. Yeah, we're halfway.
Well,
huh?
Both of them.
Oh, no, you guys did good. Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
They're healthy. In fact, I have this because it just sat underneath his tree, and it was animals were getting in it.
Unfortunately, it is in here lately.
Put nests in the engine, you know, all kinds of stuff. So he said, just take it to your house.
Take care of it.
So I've been cleaning it.
Yes. The little building, and you the rock, have a in the rock wall. Yeah, he decided out that he had to move one little pin. He was wanting to go 10 foot around it all, but that wasn't going to work. Yeah, because they carved in as far as they could without, yeah.
But this, love watching.
He's just going to take his plate for a bit.
Really?
He's going to drive his trailer around in the front, and he said it'll work.
That's crazy.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah, it'll be.
You're welcome.
We met probably 15 years ago, I think, Steve.
Yeah.
I worked with him at Yeah. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have fun with it.
Hey, it's a beautiful property.
You too, man. Guys, you're good, don't
y'all have done so much remember these work. And then the entrance, I guess, to his place.
Door, your place.
Just that big. Okay. Great job on that entrance. This is great. Oh, he does good work.
Yeah, he does
good work. So it's next.
Oh, no, we're good. Yeah, no, we're good.
5557.
Oh, T. Holly Highway. And then we've got two more in Bransford Creek.
Two homes.
And one's a Reed.
On Jones.
Yeah.
They're both Reed.
Both are up on Stony Point. Or yeah. Our current nightly rental. Oh, well, that'll be an easier thing. Good.
Oh, geez. What's next? How many do we have left?
Four? Yeah, it's amazing how that clock drops off.
I know. I mean, if we get to 9:30, we're all watched.
Past 9:30.
Okay. I guess they used last 1 o'clock. You guys have to vote.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there's much in here.
That one group for Ransom Green.
Well, we didn't start the clock.
Wait on George to come back.
Oh, that'd be another 10 minutes. He's out there talking to somebody, I'm sure.
Oh, he's beautiful.
What a
minute. Me too.
Yeah. Did you see
the yeah.
And it's gotten better.
Yeah.
But there's an opportunity to take advantage.
I didn't even recognize
it. Terry. Oh, yeah.
Bruce.
Well, I knew Bruce was the same. Terry used to live in
we got to get going.
He moved down here. I forget when he come down here. I don't know where Gene's at.
Don't start anything. I didn't have time for cigarettes. I'm a little sketchy.
Well, this will get you on the right path.
Huh?
This will get you on the right path.
There you go.
We ready?
Yes, waiting on you.
Okay, let's go.
Open it back up.
Ready to roll.
We're at case number 2018, which is 5557 State Highway T, Nightly Rental. Ken Wells seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use in an existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 5557 State Highway T, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the single-family resident was built in 1993 and is located on 1.68 acres. Property is served by a private well and an on-site septic system. The adjoining property uses are, to the north, single-family home on 5 acres. East is a 34-acre vacant parcel. West is Lake Tanicomo, and south is a single-family home on 4.7 acres. This project received a total score of 3 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So we're down towards the end of T Highway. I'll move out, give you a little bit more. Here's the end. Here's Long Beach. So we're down towards the end. We'll show you on the public hearing that these lots here were approved for nightly rental a few months ago. But our location is right here. And with that, I would let you dive into your concept with the applicant, and then when we move to
give
the
a quick
hearing.
Overview. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for your patience.
Oh no, it's fine. Thank you. I'm Pam Wells. My sweet husband, Pam Wells, is back there. And I'm just glad I don't live on that last street. So anyway, yes, this is going down towards where I guess it dead ends on down. But we just recently purchased this home, and we really, really love this house. It's a one-family home. We have 6 children ourselves, so when we're not going to use it, we would like to have the income of short-term rental just to help us keep this house. As you can see, it has a massive circle drive. So, also it's really cool. Right here is a fenced area, so this is all parking in there, and you can't see it off of Highway T at all. So we have rooms and sit far back. Our neighbor, he has put in 5 rows of marriage trees, so that's really cool. And we plan on doing that. We have a lot of trees here, too, but we also plan on but it's really far back. It's very serene, private. As you said, it has a well, it has a septic. I don't think there's any problem with the traffic, I hope, down there. But we already have a rental management company in place. It's Rent Branson, and they are a boutique rental company. So they're very picky on the homes they accept, and they're also picky on who they rent to. They charge a little higher premium, so it's not going to be rented as often, but you know, it'll help us out on that. So let's see if I can think of
how many bedrooms is it?
It's 5 bedroom, 3 bathroom, and we kind of look at it as one family will rent it. So if we're talking about the traffic on Highway T, as my husband said earlier, it'll actually reduce it as if there were a constant family living there. This will only be rented, we hope, at least 60% of the time. So it will really help with it. So, let's see. So we already have landscaping, housekeeping, the management company. We already have it all ready to go.
Okay.
So.
I think we're, any questions for the applicant before going to public hearing? Let's officially do it.
Okay, so, back we see the location. And again, these, it was approved as one big parcel to be platted into a minor subdivision, which he has since done, as you can see by the assessor's site, and split into those lots.